I can say that at this moment, since this fighting began, not even a single time the FRDC fired at Rwanda. We know that there are shellings from the Congo territory that are exploding in Rwanda territory. But we know that this shelling is the fact of M23 rebels who are trying to bring in Rwanda in the conflict officially. Because we know that Rwanda is helping them, but it is not doing it openly.
Rwanda says that it is you, the DRC, who is trying to draw Rwanda into the conflict between you and the M23.
For which reason the government of Congo, who has enough problems with M23, can work to have Rwanda implicated in the conflict? If they are saying that, it is maybe that they are in a complicity with this M23 to implicate themselves in the conflict for reasons, I don't know, economic or what. All what we need is that our neighbors of Rwanda be far away from this conflict, because we have lost a lot of people due to their implication in conflict in Congo.
We know that the United Nations recently deployed an intervention brigade. Is the brigade now supporting the DRC army to go after the M23? I guess what I'm saying is, who is responsible for this renewed fighting?
It is M23 who attacked the position of FRDC, and FRDC had absolutely to defend itself. FRDC retaliated and pushed them away, and then they started shelling on Goma, shelling from Kibati, and we had some shelling from Rwanda. That is why MONUSCO came in to repulse these M23 so that the civilian population in Goma is protected, because it is the mandate of the MONUSCO to protect civilian population. So now we are really astonished to hear that Rwanda is no more interested with the MONUSCO mandate to destroy and neutralize negative forces, Congolese as Rwandese, like M23 and FDLR. All of them have to be neutralized. Now, we ask ourselves what Rwanda is looking for.